Much of the money to rebuild Iraq will come in the form of loans, not grants. That's what international donors decided at a conference last week as they lined up $13 billion in funding. Many of the loans will come from the World Bank. Its president, James Wolfensohn, was at the Madrid conference and joins us now. Mr. Wolfensohn, welcome.
Good evening.
So this conference produced a total of $33 billion in pledges, and let me just break that down. The United States is committed to $20 billion for reconstruction of Iraq, and then international donors promised another $13
billion. That's right.
But how does that compare to the amount that's actually needed?
Well, it compares very favorably because the total amount of $56 billion is needed over 5 years, and to reach an indicated total of $33 billion in the first fundraising is perhaps more than I've ever seen in this sort of fundraising effort.
Although we should mention that this is not free money for Iraq, not all of it anyway.
No, some of it is. Some of it is grants and some of it is loans. These are typically long-term loans, so one hopes that in the intervening period till the payback, they will be strong enough to be able to pay this amount back.
This is a country with immense natural resources, I know, but also with immense debts already.
But the debts, which are in excess of $120 billion, are the subject of a separate effort to reduce these debts and to forgive them significantly, and the G7 indicated that that should be done during 2004.
Now, Mr. Wolfensohn, let me ask about somebody who didn't give as much as was expected. Arab countries did not offer as much as was expected at this conference. Do you have a sense of why not?
Well, I think that they made a decent start, and what I was surprised about, as a matter of fact, was the interest expressed to me when I was there of trying to help Iraq in terms of technical assistance and in terms of really building up the capacities in the country. I think that most of the Arab countries saw their contributions as being for 1 year rather than for 5 years, so I haven't given up hope.
Now, describe to me what the role of the World Bank is going to be. How much have you promised and under what terms?
Well, we have promised between $3 to $5 billion over the 5 year period. But the major thing that we do is to assist the country in its reconstruction with technical help and with our experience.
What sorts of advisors will you be sending?
Well, we have work in everything from the so-called soft areas of education and health to the restructuring of the infrastructure from water to roads to power to energy, and also to assist them in building capacity in government.
Can you safely send your advisors to Iraq given the current security situation?
Well, that is the biggest problem, which Kofi Annan opened the conference by saying, and which I also feel, because one of our people was killed on August 19th and three were injured. And so there is a great importance, I think, that the security situation be improved before you can do much of the reconstruction safely. And that, of course, inhibits the number of people that we can send there.
Well, I do have to ask, and I realize we're being a little bit hypothetical here, but let's say that it takes a number of months for the security situation to improve. Will you be unable to send the money if you're unable to send the advisors because of security?
Well, we'll be able to do some money for the preliminary work that we need to get done. And during the coming months, we'll be doing a lot of planning. A lot of that can be done by video conferencing and by conferences outside Iraq. But the fact is that in order to get down to the really large amount of spending, we have to try to be supportive of the Iraqis. They can do a good deal on their own, but it's clear that without us being there, we're not going to be able to contribute as much as we would have liked.
James Wolfensohn is president of the World Bank in Washington, D.C., and he is in his office on a Sunday. Mr. Wolfensohn, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.